Kara Wood. She's a member of Lansing City Council, again, as voted by the voters. So welcome back.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Appreciate you being here. Well, with this new board, if you will we see a new vibe, a kindler, gentler board that really likes itself and likes each other and is able to find some respect for each other?
Well, I don't think that there has been respect for members on the city council. I think we've had differences of opinion, and I think differences of opinion make better legislation. I think it's important for you who have that differing opinion to articulate that and hopefully instill some of the things and reasons why you differ to someone else and allow them also to speak back to you on why they support the things they do. Council as a whole, I would say the percentages is well over 90% voted on a number of issues, 8-0 on that were brought forth by the administration. I think hard questions are a responsibility of a council person to make sure that they understand what those issues are and are able to articulate them to you, the press, to the people in our churches, to the people that stop you in the grocery store. And there are going to be times that because of your core values and some of the things that you believe in or the answers that you have gotten, that you might not support something. But, you know, the voters out there vote us in, and they vote differing opinions in. They do not vote the exact same person in to every position. And I think because of that, again, it's a better council.
Should the along the same lines, there's that vibe out there, if you will, and we in the media are probably responsible for projecting that vibe that there are members who vote one way or another. It's out there that Kara Wood is anti-growth and anti-Mayor Virge Bonaro, and I wondered what you thought about that and if that's fair.
No, I don't think it's fair, and I actually laugh at it simply because of the statement that I made earlier. 90% of the things that have come from the administration, I have supported, and growth is one of those. There are a few things that I have not supported based on either the information that I've received that led me to believe something else, or the fact that there were issues within it that I didn't support. I look at, let's take the NAPS project as an example. I supported 99% of everything that came through on the NAPS project. The only thing I did not support was a Renaissance zone for NAPS, and the reason I didn't, at the same time that we were looking at a Renaissance zone, which means that they would not pay property taxes for that for a number of years, was the same time that we were asking our voters to look at raising the millage. I think that that was counter to what we were asking our constituents to do and didn't support that. It went through anyways, but again, 99% of everything that came through on the NAPS project and the growth for jobs, and including the last piece of legislation that we just had through, which was a loan to help them be able to facilitate building out that building.
From what you know, is the mayor's office, is Lansing City Council involved at all with trying to keep Davenport here in the city of Lansing?
I would hope that the mayor's office is still working on that project. I think when I talked with you a number of weeks back about this, one of the things I did was suggest a number of pieces of property that were either owned by the city or owned by a public entity that would allow them to still have the growth that they were having. I do know that There have been conversations with Davenport, and they do want to still stay in the Lansing area. So I don't see this as a done deal, and that they're moving. I also want to reiterate with that, with this conversation, is we didn't vote against Davenport. What we did was vote not to have a public hearing at that particular time. After receiving the information that we did from LCC, a number of us felt that it was important to continue having some discussions on that before moving forward and putting out information on a public hearing.
Well, I respect that, but in talking with the president from Davenport, he thought that that was a vote to, that they didn't care whether Davenport remained in the city. And I personally was offended that the voters weren't allowed to hear the facts. We didn't even get that opportunity, and that bothered me.
Well, again, many times, and we were in a committee of a whole, many times there are things that come up in committee of a whole that take a while to work through so that we understand exactly what it is that we're talking about. We had been told that there had been a promise made to LCC that there would be an RFP done on, which is a proposal allowing people to make different proposals for that property. They put a cash offer, and again, at a time that we were asking our voters to look at raising taxes, out on the table, and wanted additional information. There was not one council member, whether pro or con, for that particular vote that said anything to the negative about not wanting Davenport downtown. What we said was we weren't ready to put that out to have the voters make for a public hearing. That's almost like it's our stamp of approval. Once we're putting that out there, until we had some, some additional information on where LCC laid in this whole situation.
Carol, what are voters telling you about meetings and perhaps meeting less?
What I've been hearing when out in the neighborhoods and at door-to-door and what they want to do is see that we're getting the work done and that those things are being done. I have not heard an outcry that we meet less. And I think one of the things that we have done, instead of having a weekly committee of a whole, what we have done is changed one of those council meetings into a committee of a whole. Last night was a perfect example. We had a great presentation about our new master plan and how that was coming along, and it gave us an opportunity to understand all the work that was being done by the public, the administration, and what steps that we still had to have. By having that additional opportunity to have that meeting gave us additional information that we could share with the public. I think when we're not doing work, I think that's when the public can believe or has the opinion that maybe we shouldn't be meeting. But I think the first thing they want to see is that we get that done. Again, last night was another example. Even though we had the committee of a whole, we did have a council meeting, and one piece of information that needed to get done and through the system was setting a public hearing that will happen for the Y project down across from Rutter Park. This is an opportunity to build out that project and the potential of rezoning it for 244 units that would be going in there. which would allow us to hopefully get this done before the end of our council year.
All right, final question for you. What's your thought about sharing some road patrols, having Ingham County come in? We've talked with a couple of commissioners, and those two were split. One thought it was an okay idea as long as they didn't have to pay for it, but another thought that state or that funding that they were getting for that should be taking those road patrols to the out-county area. What's your take?
Still have a number of questions on it. One of the things that we base our budget on is the revenue that's collected from tickets for 54A District Court. When we do not meet those revenues from tickets, what we have to do is put general fund money in. If that means that the Sheriff's Patrol is going to be writing tickets and collecting that money, that means that there will be another cut and general fund revenue, which could make a difference in our patrols anyways, and the potential of laying off additional officers. I think this is a complicated issue, and we need to understand exactly what it's saying and what it means, other than the fact that we might have additional patrols in the city.
All right, Carol, time for another term. Are you rejuvenated? What are you going to do to get in shape and get your energy back?
Well, was at meetings the very next day after the election and just have moved on without having the campaign lagging in the background. And so I think that's been important, to be able to focus 100% on issues in the public and constituent calls. I think the thing that we're going to have to spend a great deal of time on when we start back up in January, and that's going to be the budget. We all understand that there are a number of issues out there with the reduction of revenues and the foreclosures. And even though we're seeing some increase in employment, we still have a lot of people that are unemployed in the city of Lansing. And so that will have an effect on our bottom line. And we need to make sure that we're looking in every corner and for every project that we're putting dollars in to make sure that it's doing what it needs to for the city.
All right, and also before I let you go, Carol, you're always working on something in the community. What's new?
Well, a couple of things. On Saturday, the city market is going to be having a ginger house competition. Father Christmas is going to be there. There's going to be sleigh rides. There's going to be a number of things, and that starts off at 10 o'clock and goes to 3, so we hope people will come down there. CARE, which is a wonderful organization that helps with domestic violence, is looking for volunteers, and if you call the police department, they will help you get connected with that organization, and they start their training session in January. So this is an opportunity for you to give back and to help people that are going through a very difficult time.
Thanks so much, Carol.
You're welcome. Thank you.